220 kids on the ice with our players and different ways to win ticket giveaways and prize giveaways. And so, yeah, there's definitely a buzz in the air. Tickets are picking up there a little bit, so I think people are definitely ready. The nice weather probably didn't help, but, you know, the youth hockey's going. That's one thing that there's some similarities over to Houghton, but I think with Sioux Canada right across the bridge, it's such a hockey-mad area. You know, we go over to the rinks in Canada this summer watching some kids and getting out there a little bit, and one of your former players, Marty Turco, is around, and Rico Fatta is going to help us out this year. He's a former first-round draft pick, and Teddy Nolan's running practices. So just like Houghton, it's a hockey-mad area. So the people are ready for the season, and sounds like they'll be out Saturday night to watch the kickoff with the Huskies.
Oh, great, Damon. And just by the way, we've changed all our systems this year, so you can throw all that scouting stuff away.
Well, I'm just working on our scout report. I'm going to be curious. I got your lines here in front of me of what I'm guessing them to be, so we'll see how close I am. I think your decor I'm going to be real close on, and we'll see your forward groups. But, you know, that's the other thing. I mean, it's you know, Coach, I've heard you talk a little bit and the expectations you guys have, and it's going to be hard to face off against you guys and when what Mel means to me and Billy, but especially the relationships with the players as well. I'm excited for Michigan Tech this year, and I hope they are able to hit the goals they have, and I hope it doesn't come that first weekend, but you know, I know there's a great excitement in the area, and I'm hoping you guys have a great year.
Coach, you jump right into it with us here in this first weekend, and you don't have a break for a while, right? You don't have a weekend off for a while, is that right?
Yeah, we go pretty hard there for a while, and we're on the road quite a bit. We got road trips to Robert Morris, Notre Dame, North Dakota, with some league play sprinkled in, so we've got a real tough travel year. Two flights to Alaska, we're at Huntsville, we're in Florida, Notre Dame, North Dakota, so there's no break-in period. We're right going into it, and I think our guys are excited. I mean, you talk about the fans being excited, but the players are really really excited to get after it, and same thing like Mel saw a couple of years back. I mean, they're, for whatever reason, they're ready for a change, and I think they're excited about our style of play and what we're trying to do and what we're trying to accomplish, so I think they're sick of playing each other. They want to get, we better be careful what we wish for, but they're ready for Michigan Tech to come in here and then see a face off against an opponent, not their teammates.
How about Rich Mitro and Peter Aubrey? How have they been, Coach, early on helping you with this transition?
Good. You know what? I'm real excited with my staff. You know, Coach Aubrey is a former goaltender, and he's done a lot of work with our goalies, and hopefully he'll be able to get those guys ready to play as soon as possible with the season here. And, you know, Rich Mitro's been great as well. He's a Sioux native, so he really knows the landscape here of youth hockey and then all the hockey families around. And then both guys have a ton of energy. I mean, as you know, Dirk, I've heard the showcase season for all the junior leagues and midget leagues was in full swing, so we've been on the road a ton. Trying to hit the recruiting trail and then get that ratchet up as well. But we got a good group here. I really am happy with our staff. You know, there's no announcement yet, but Rico Fatto is going to join in as our volunteer coach and help us do a lot of our skill development work. And Rico's a former first-round draft pick and a Sioux Ontario native. So, yeah, we've got a good staff and just eager to get after it.
You know, we're trying to get Coach Pearson out on Tuesday afternoons, you know, during the coaches' skate to replace you. Have you got a coaches' skate down there yet, Damon? Have you figured that one out yet?
You know, hopefully next year we get that going. And Coach, those are small shoes to fill, so get out there and you'll do a better job than I was out there serving out my pizza.
I don't know about that, Damon, but thanks for coming on with us, and obviously thanks for all you did for us here at Tech, and we'll look forward to seeing you this weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Coach. Thanks, Dirk. Good luck, except for this weekend, but looking forward to seeing it. Have you guys heard you got some fans coming over for the start as well?
Yeah, I've been hearing people want to head on down, so it should be a great weekend to do so. You know, people, the Saturday-Sunday thing helps out and doesn't help out. You know, people want to get back before 1 o'clock in the morning, but at the same time, it makes Friday a lot, you know, getting down there for that first game a lot easier. So.
Yeah. Good. Well, looking forward to seeing you, and hope you guys have a great season, and we'll see you this weekend.
All right, Damon, thanks for your time. We really appreciate it. Damon Witten, new head coach over at Lake State that the Huskies are playing this weekend. And It's just going to be a fun weekend. I think it's he's going to have a good team, and they're going to be ready to go. And you know, we have a good team too. Looking forward to.
Well, yeah, you can sense the excitement from Damon. You know, I think anytime you have change is good, and obviously their players are excited. They're anxious to get going, and like I said, it's going to be a good weekend of hockey, and Damon's going to do a good job over there, obviously. So I think he already has. He changed the culture, and they're doing some things differently, but it's going to be a tough weekend of hockey, and you can tell they're excited about getting the season underway, as are we. I know our guys are they'll be flying today, Dirk. Anytime it's the start of the year, and especially game week, I know they're going to be excited to hit the ice and get going.
The email address to get your question to Mel is dj@themix93.com. Already have some questions coming in. We'll address those questions later on in the show here on Mix 93. We'll talk to Coach a little bit about some of the rule changes coming up in Division I NCAA hockey this season that the fans will may or may not notice, I guess. And also want to talk to him about the league in general and what he thinks where he thinks the other teams are going to be landing as far as the WCHA standing. It's all part of the Mel Pearson Show and exclusively here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We'll be right back.
Budweiser knows that going to a ball game is about way more than just the game. So raise your bud and repeat after me. Here's to the show. Hardball, America's game. Here's to spring training and the fall classic. Here's to infield singles, doubleheaders, and triple crowns.
WKMJ.
Here's to peanuts, hot dogs, and the first cold Budweiser in the first inning. Here's to singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game and hearing the crack of the bat. Here's to walk-offs, pennant chases, and curtain calls. Here's to root, root, rooting for the home team and all the great times at the ballpark. Here's to every game being a perfect game. Here's to the beer that has always been there and the game we call our national pastime. Here's to Budweiser. Here's to baseball.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Diversified Financial Concepts, member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help you put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stahoviak, a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
Back with Mel Pearson and the Mel Pearson Show on the first official Mel Pearson Show of the 2014-2015 season. Some rule changes have been addressed by the NCAA over the summer, and I wanted to touch base on a couple of them, Coach, with you. One of them, to me, the one that I wasn't aware of, and I had mentioned this before, is now if the attacking team puts a shot towards the net or is an attempted shot towards the goal and it gets redirected by that same attempted attacking team and it gets redirected out of play, the faceoff will no longer come outside of the zone. It will remain inside of the zone and not penalize the attacking team, which I think will create more offense.
Yeah, I think it's a good rule. I think most of the rules this year are fairly minor, and that's one of them. You know, I think it's just going to speed up the game, but again, might create more offense. Like you said, usually if you shoot the puck out or if it redirects off you in the offensive zone, the faceoff would always come outside the blue line, but now it'll stay in the zone, and they're just trying to clean that up a little bit to speed the game up and, like you said, to create more offense if we can. So, and drop the puck to the closest dot where the stoppage of play occurred. So I think it's a good rule.
Do you think it's more to speed the game up than it is to create more offense?
A little bit of combination, yeah. I think, because because sometimes you can't tell who the puck's redirected off of, or, you know, if he hit the crossbar, yeah. Why should it come outside, you know, the zone and whatnot. So I think it's a good rule, and that's what I like about hockey. We're always trying to, you know, progress and make different rule changes that will help the game without taking, you know, I guess the history and the way the game should be played out without messing with that.
That when I read the article about it, that's what I got from them, is that the time that has been taken for the officials to converse to figure out who deflected it, like you said, is the time taking spot, instead of not so much bringing it outside of the zone, but just the time it takes.
Yeah, and then the other rule, obviously, with the icings and how you're not supposed to be able to